Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Any list of the greatest jazz guitarists of the 1950s is certainly going to include Texas-born guitarist Herb Ellis, who would have turned 100 years old this week. Ellis first made waves in 1953 when he joined the Oscar Peterson Trio. In fact, it's Herb Ellis' guitar that you're hearing in the background right now, along with Peterson for Afterglow's theme music. This partnership put Ellis in touch with many of the great singers of the 1950s and 60s, and that's what I'll be focusing on this hour. Coming up, we'll hear Ellis's bluesy touches alongside notable singers like Ella Fitzgerald, Anita O'Day, Lou Rawls, and more. It's Detour Ahead, Herb Ellis and the Singers, coming up next on Afterglow.
That river.
Ella Fitzgerald in 1961 with the Arthur Hamilton song Cry Me a River. That comes from her album Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, featuring Herb Ellis on guitar. Both Ellis and Fitzgerald are much bluesier on their version of Cry Me a River, at least compared to the smoky original version performed by Julie London and jazz guitarist Barney Kessel. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're saluting guitarist Herb Ellis, whose centennial is this week, by exploring his work with notable jazz singers. Herb Ellis was born in Texas on August 4, 1921, and although he grew up in the heart of country music territory, it was blues and especially jazz that drew him to the guitar. In the 1940s, he made his professional debut with the Casa Loma Orchestra, and later became the guitarist with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra. Out of that orchestra came a smaller trio featuring Ellis on guitar, Johnny Frigo on bass and violin, and Lou Carter on piano, which the three dubbed Soft Winds. They performed under that name for several years and even wrote a jazz standard together. More on that later. As Soft Winds gained critical acclaim, it put them on the radar of another similar piano, bass, and guitar trio, the Oscar Peterson Trio. Peterson's guitarist, Barney Kessel, left the trio in 1952, and Herb Ellis was called up as Kessel's replacement. Ellis stayed with the trio, alongside bassist Ray Brown and pianist Peterson, for about 5 years, making some memorable recordings together and performing with famous jazz artists both in the studio and on stage. Let's hear some of those trio recordings now with some singers. First up, this is a live performance from 1957 featuring the Oscar Peterson Trio, drummer Joe Jones, and the one and only Ella Fitzgerald. Here is Ella live at the Opera House in Chicago with the song Moonlight in Vermont on Afterglow.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend. Warbling of a melody.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make a whoopee. Now picture a little loveliness down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet loveliness. Think what a year can bring. Yes, he's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. Yeah, she sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. Now he doesn't make much money, only $5,000. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you'll pay $6,000 to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. Judge say, budge, right into jail. You'd better keep her, I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Yes, yeah, you better keep her, Daddy, I think it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Louis Armstrong in 1957 with Makin' Whoopee. That solo performance comes from the duet album Ella and Louis Again. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald, live in Chicago in 1957 with Moonlight in Vermont. That comes from her Verve album, Live at the Opera House. The Oscar Peterson Trio was the backing band on both of those recordings, featuring Herb Ellis on guitar. Herb Ellis, Oscar Peterson, and bassist Ray Brown worked as a trio for the better part of the 1950s. Peterson referred to this particular trio as the most stimulating of any of its many iterations. They essentially became the backing band for Norman Granz's Verve label, performing at Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic concert series and on several Verve LPs. Here's another Verve recording featuring Ellis, Peterson, and Brown. This comes from the 1957 album Anita Sings the Most. This is Anita O'Day with I've Got the World on a String on Afterglow.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger, and lucky me, can't you see I'm in love, in love. I've got the world on a string, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, long as I hold that string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life I. Suddenly, something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky are blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride, full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. wings just when I think I'm free as a dove. Oh, dove of moon, deep in your eyes blinds me with love. You stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your rose. So you got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride, full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
Anita O'Day with the Oscar Peterson Trio and the songs Old Devil Moon by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane and I've Got the World on a String by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. Both of those songs were from the 1957 album Anita Sings the Most, and both feature Herb Ellis on guitar. We're exploring the work of Herb Ellis and the Singers this hour, a guitarist who was part of the Oscar Peterson Trio in the 1950s. And here's another track from Verve Records featuring a jazz singer accompanied by the trio, although a singer not as well known as Anita O'Day or Ella Fitzgerald. This is Tony Harper in 1956 with the Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown song Singing in the Rain on Afterglow.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I have a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Come on with the rain, I have a smile on my face. happy refrain, just singing, just singing in the rain.
Tony Harper, alongside the Oscar Peterson Trio in 1956 with Singing in the Rain, a track off of her debut album for Verve Records. Guitarist Herb Ellis left the Oscar Peterson Trio around 1958, but continued to record with singers, backing Ella Fitzgerald on tour, and becoming a reliable session guitarist in L.A. Here's another track where he adds his delicate touch. This comes from the 1963 Peggy Lee LP, Mink Jazz, featuring arrangements by Benny Carter. You can hear Herb Ellis and guitarist Al Hendrickson providing just the right amount of rhythm and harmony to several of the tracks on this album, including this next one. Here is Peggy Lee in 1963 with Irving Berlin's I Never Had a Chance on Afterglow. Peggy Lee in 1963 with the song I Never Had a Chance by Irving Berlin. That comes from her Capitol LP, Mink Jazz, featuring Herb Ellis backing her on guitar. We'll have more from Herb Ellis and the Singers in honor of Ellis's centennial in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Thank you. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the work of guitarist Herb Ellis this hour, one of the most frequently recorded jazz guitarists from the 1950s and 60s. Ellis would have turned 100 years old on August 4th. One of the most prominent vocalists that Herb Ellis worked with in his career was Ella Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald worked closely with three guitarists, all legends in their own right: Barney Kessel, Joe Pass, and Herb Ellis. Ellis was her primary guitarist on tour in the late 1950s and early 60s. He recorded with her alongside the Oscar Peterson Trio on a few key Verve recordings from this time period as well, and Ellis also showed up on a few recording sessions with Fitzgerald in the early 1960s. Here's a couple for you right now. First up, this comes from Ella's 1963 album of all blues songs called These Are the Blues. Herb Ellis was one of the bluesiest jazz guitarists working in studios around this time, so he was a natural fit for this session. Here are the two of them on the old blues standard, Trouble in Mind, on Afterglow.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue. For the sun will shine in my back door someday. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I this year's crop of kisses don't seem as sweet to me. This year's crop just misses what kisses used to be. This year's new romance doesn't seem to have a chance, even helped by Mr. Moon above. This year's crop of kisses is not for me, for I'm still wearing last year's love.
Fitzgerald and two recordings that feature Herb Ellis on guitar. Just now, that was the Irving Berlin song This Year's Kisses from the 1961 album Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, and before that, the blues standard Trouble in Mind from the 1963 album These Are the Blues. As I talked about earlier, Herb Ellis was the guitarist for the Oscar Peterson Trio between 1953 and 1958. Alongside Peterson on piano and Ray Brown on bass, and the three of them made many recordings for Verve Records, including many with singers. When singer Blossom Deary recorded for Verve in the 1950s, the trio was called up to back her. However, Deary was herself an accomplished pianist, so Peterson backed out, and Ellis and Brown stayed. Let's hear a few of those recordings now. First up, from her debut album, recorded in 1956, this is Blossom Deary with Herb Ellis and Ray Brown, and the Fred Rose and Walter Hirsch tune, Deed I Do, on Afterglow.
Do I want you? Oh my, do I, honey? Deed I do. Do I? Oh my, do I, honey, deed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my. Do I, honey, deed I do. Honey, But when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I don't want you, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, but I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil, the devil.
Blossom Dearie in 1957 with Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea from her album Give Him the Ooh La La. Before that, the song Deed I Do from her self-titled album recorded in 1956. Both of those songs feature Herb Ellis on guitar. Throughout the 1960s, Herb Ellis became a reliable session guitarist, both in live performances and in the recording studio. He could lay down both a harmonically rich backing for a jazz ballad and wail on some bluesy riffs, and that versatility made him perfect for those artists who towed the line between those two genres. Ellis was then a natural choice for soul singer Lou Rawls on his iconic live LP recorded in 1966, one of his most electrifying performances. Here are two tracks from that live LP now, both featuring the deft touch of guitarist Herb Ellis. First up, this is Lou Rawls and the Johnny Mandel and Paul Francis Webster theme from the 1965 film The Sandpiper, the song The Shadow of Your Smile. On Afterglow.
The motion picture, The Sandpiper. The song, The Shadow of Your Smile. When you will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, oh my love, and see all the lovely things that you are. You are to me. I will whistle little star. It was far. It was a way too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring and all the joy that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile. I said the shadow of your smile when you are gone will color all of my dreams and light the dawn. That you are to me. Our wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. You know, I will be remembering. The shadow of your smile when you are gone.
Thank you so much. Baby, we gotta have our little talk. I ought to pack up my things and walk. I know a dollar goes from hand to hand. Well, I'll let you go from man to man. I'd rather drink good and water, sleep out in a hollow log. Now I'll work for you like a Georgia mule. My friends will laugh and call me a fool. The kids are all sweet as they can be. Before I let you make a fool out of me, I'd rather drink good and water, sleep in a hollow log. I love you, my baby, but you won't be fair. You don't know how to be on the square. Have your butter, baby, if you must. Before I'll have a woman I cannot trust, I'll drink muddy water, lay down and sleep in a hollow log.
Bye-bye. Nick, the soul for Mr. Lou Rawls. Can we have your ovation, please, for Lou Rawls?
Lou Rawls, live in L.A. in 1966, from his album Lou Rawls Live, with the blues standard I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water and the song The Shadow of Your Smile. Both songs featured Herb Ellis on guitar. To close off this Herb Ellis tribute, I'm going to feature the guitarist's one and only contribution to the great American songbook, the brilliant song Detour Ahead. Ellis wrote this song back in the late 1940s, along with Lou Carter and Johnny Frigo, fellow members of the trio they dubbed Soft Winds. It's a great little melody, and they wrote the lyrics too, which encapsulates that feeling of that early automobile era in the 1940s, comparing hitting the open road to a bumpy love affair. Many singers have recorded this tune, including Billie Holiday, Anita O'Day, Ella Fitzgerald, and Sarah Vaughan, although I couldn't find any recordings that also featured Ellis, the songwriter, on guitar. So here's one featuring one of Ellis's fellow great jazz guitarists and frequent collaborator, Joe Pass. This is Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass in 1974 with the Herb Ellis tune, Detour Ahead, on Afterglow.
Smooth road, clear day, but why am I the only one traveling this way? How strange the road to love should be so easy. Can't you see the detour ahead? Wake up, slow down, before you crash and break your heart, gullible clown. You fool, you're headed in the wrong direction. Can't you see the detour ahead? The further you travel, the harder to unravel the web she spins around you. Turn back while there's time. Don't you see the danger sign? Soft shoulders surround you. Smooth road, clear night. Oh, lucky me that suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all that sorrow. Smooth road. The further you travel, the harder to unravel the web she spins around you. Turn back while there's time. Don't you see the danger sign? Soft shoulders surround you. Suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all that sorrow. Smooth road, clear day, no detour.
Ella Fitzgerald and guitarist Joe Pass in 1974 with the song Detour Ahead, a song co-written by fellow jazz guitarist Herb Ellis. And thanks for tuning in to this Herb Ellis Centennial Celebration on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.